This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. A new report highlights a list of reforms that could make Cook County's property tax system more fair and more functional. County Board President Toni Preckwinkle commissioned the study earlier this year, and she joined us to share her takeaways and what they could mean for homeowners, commercial properties, and more. I began by asking her why it took so long for the county to do this kind of top-to-bottom study of the system.
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to acknowledge that the system is broken, and clearly there were some challenges that we needed to address. And starting in 2021, we got the stakeholders in the property tax arena together, first to deal with the challenges of the pandemic and the installation of new technology. And once we addressed those challenges, we began to look at the system itself and started out with looking at the impact of exemptions on the system. And now we're looking at commercial valuation. So the study, the most recent study, is commercial valuations. And I think what I have to acknowledge is that the study made it clear that the way in which we're presently doing things doesn't meet industry standards. And we need to work together, that is, the Board of Review and the assessor have to work together to address the challenges that were illuminated by the survey that was done.
Yeah. So let's dig into that a little bit. Walk us through some more of how the study was commissioned, who performed it, and what fell within the scope of this investigation.
Well, Josh Myers is a nationally recognized expert in this field, and we hired him in the president's office to look at our commercial assessment process. The first result of the study is that we didn't meet the International Association of Assessing Officers, that's the national body that evaluates assessments across the country. We didn't meet their standards. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that there were inconsistent valuations of properties between the assessor's office and the Board of Review, that they didn't share data, and that resulted in considerable discrepancies in values and assessments. Mm-hmm. And I think the last thing that I should acknowledge is that the study found that commercial properties are frequently underassessed in Cook County. That means they don't take up their fair share of the tax burden. And that's particularly true in the south and north suburbs.
Yeah.
And high-value properties tend to benefit from this trend. We have a system, unfortunately, that benefits tax appeal lawyers.
So let's unpack some of what you just said, right? The key finding there being that many commercial properties in the north and south suburbs, they've been undervalued in recent years. So President Preckwinkle, does that mean that homeowners have been paying more than their fair share?
Yeah, whenever one part of the system isn't working well, the burden shifts to other parts of it. And so in this instance, when commercial properties are undervalued, underassessed, that means the burden shifts to residential property holders.
How concerned are you about the undervalued properties?
Well, we're taking a number of steps to try to address the challenges that the study outlined. So what are we going to do? The first recommendation is that both the assessor and the Board of Review agree on how we're going to value property, so we have a standard valuation. We're going to share data better. We want the assessor to participate in the appeals process, so the assessor makes an assessment of properties, and those who wish to appeal take it to the Board of Review, but it has not been custom in our county for the assessor to defend his assessment at the Board of Review. So the only party that is heard from is the appealer, and not the assessor. So we have to, both sides have to be represented in the appeals process, and mm-hmm. we have to have a sales ratio study every year, which we haven't been doing. This is the first year that we've done it, and again, it was part of the study that was done. So we have to make sure we have good data. We're sharing that data. The assessor defends the assessment that's made at the Board of Review, and we have standardized values across the system.
So as you just mentioned, and as the report found, those two bodies, the assessor's office and the county board of review, they need to communicate and collaborate much better. Can you share what that might look like in practical terms, that collaboration?
Well, the first thing I should say is, you know, the challenges we're trying to address are not immediate challenges. They're longstanding. I mean, as far as we can figure out, this is at least a couple decades in the making, the challenges that we have today, a couple decades in the making.
Right.
So I want it understood that we're not talking just about the incumbents here. We're talking about systemic challenges that we need to try to address in the commercial valuation process.
So to your point, I mean, there are many disagreements between those two agencies about how much a commercial property is worth because they're looking at the data differently. They're looking at different data. So I'm curious why there are two agencies involved here and whether there should be two.
We have a system in place that is an assessor and then an internal review process through our Board of Review. And of course, people who aren't satisfied with the Board of Review's determinations can go to the state to appeal them as well, PTAB. So it's several levels of appeal. You can appeal with the assessor, you can appeal with the Board of Review, you can appeal at the state level. So that makes it a real challenge for us. And what the county can do to make things as fair as possible is be sure that the assessor and the Board of Review are operating on the basis of the same data and that we do a sales ratio study every year so people have a sense of what the values are in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that we mention that both Fritz Kagi, our Cook County assessor, and the Board of Review, they agree with these recommendations. They want reform.
Sure.
Right?
Actually, as I said at the very beginning of my remarks, we've been working together, that is the property tax stakeholders. And it's not just the Board of Review and the assessor, it's also the treasurer and the clerk of the county. So those are the county actors, stakeholders that are in place. We've all been working together since 2021, initially around addressing the challenges of the pandemic and then looking at various parts of the property tax system, starting with exemptions. We did a research study first on the impact of exemptions and now commercial property, and ahead of us is also a study of residential property values.
So the report notes the property tax system is more appeals driven than it needs to be. So like when a property owner doesn't agree with their assessment, as we know, they can appeal to the assessor and then to the Board of Review. Now, in recent years, the Board of Review has reduced the assessments for many commercial properties on that second pass. It's time consuming. It definitely creates uncertainty. So how important would you say predictability is here?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. In any kind of property tax system, you want two things. You want to be sure that the system is fair to all the actors, and you want to be sure that properties that are high valued are assessed and pay their fair share, and properties that have lower values are assessed and pay their fair share. So the challenge we've had is that in our system, lower valued properties were over-assessed, so they paid more than their fair share of burden, and higher valued properties were under-assessed and paid less than their fair share of the burden. And part of that is that people who have high value properties are more likely to appeal. And in the appeal process, especially at the Board of Review, the overwhelming majority of the people who appeal get some relief. Sometimes it's substantial relief.
Mm-hmm.
I think the statistic I remembered is that 80% of the people who come before the Board of Review get a reduction in their taxes. So when you have a system that's driven by appeals, there are inevitably going to be inequities because people without resources are less likely to appeal. It requires legal defense.
Mm-hmm.
And those, of course, who are more privileged have those resources and can appeal. So that's one part of the challenge. The other part of the challenge is you want to be sure. You know, I lived in a block in Hyde Park. All of the buildings were about the same age, about the same size of apartments, condos. So you want to be sure that those properties, you know, even if they're across the street from each other or across the hall, are valued about the same. So you want to be sure there's both uniformity and no regressivity. And regressivity is the issue that I spoke to first.
Yeah.
That is that lower valued properties are paying more than their fair share of the burden in the system. Higher valued properties are paying less.
I mentioned property taxes in Cook County are complicated, and just even, you know, hearing your response, they're sort of laying it out. It's clear, right? It's complicated. I think you also alluded earlier to the fact that there are some lawyers out there, a whole set of them, who help owners appeal because it's not easy for them to do on their own. But focusing on homeowners for a moment, I mean, what can be done, President Preckwinkle, to simplify the appeals process and make it easier so that the average person can understand and take part in it?
Well, first of all, you want to have a system where people believe it's fair and they don't think they need to appeal in order to get justice.
Yeah. So looking for more transparency, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And yeah, this, again, this is a study of our commercial valuations. What's forthcoming is a study of residential valuations.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with looking at the impact of exemptions. This is a study about commercial properties. And then we'll move to residential properties. So the conversation today is about commercial properties and what we found in our study relating to commercial properties.
As these recommendations begin to be implemented, what's the timeline here?
Well, we're beginning work already on implementation, and shortly we'll begin the study on residential property values.
But so what's that first step?
Well, we did a sales ratio study, that is what's going on in the marketplace, for the first time. We will do that every year going forward. The assessor and the Board of Review have agreed that we're going to try to figure out what our common valuation platform is going to be. We're beginning to figure out how we could work together to share more data. And as I said, we're going to work to see that the assessor has the resources to be part of the appeals process so that when property holders go before the Board of Review, the assessor defends the evaluation that the assessor made. So it isn't just the appellant making the case.
Last month, the county board unanimously approved a $10 billion budget for 2025. And speaking of property taxes, it includes a $15 million homeowner relief fund. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, we're working with the Bureau of Finance and the Bureau of Economic Development to figure out what the parameters of this program might be so that we make it available to those who have the greatest need in terms of the dramatic increases they might have seen in their property taxes and the least resources to meet those higher valuations. So we'll be happy to share with you when we get the details worked out the parameters of the program.
The county budget has no new taxes, no cuts to vital public services, and no layoffs. The City of Chicago budget being negotiated right now, that's a different story. The latest proposal, which emerged over the weekend, includes skipping a $40 million loan payment for the Michael Reese Hospital site. Your reaction to that idea?
You know, I got a lot of challenges on my side of the building, and I'm going to stick to my lane. My lane is the county. And the good people on the other side of the building are going to have to figure out the challenges that they face.
I do want to ask, though, I mean, one alderman brought up a point and argued that skipping that payment could trigger a downgrade for the city. Last month, S&P, one of the key ratings agencies, they said Chicago's credit rating could be downgraded if the budget relies on one-time fixes instead of more structural changes. So I just wonder, as the county executive, how concerned you would be if the city were to have its credit rating downgraded?
You can ask this question in lots of different ways, and I'm going to stick to my answer, which is I'm on the county side of the building, and the good people on the other side of the building, the good people to the west, are going to have to figure out how they're going to meet their challenges.
Any final takeaways for folks listening on the property tax report that was commissioned by your office?
Well, you know, again, I'm going to acknowledge that we've had some tremendous challenges in our property tax system for a long time, for decades. And again, this is a systemic problem. I'm not talking about the performance of incumbents at the moment. I'm talking about a system that's been broken for a long time. And the stakeholders came together 3 years ago to try to address the challenges that they faced mutually. And beginning with the impact of the pandemic and then trying to get the property tax bills out on time and then looking at the system to figure out what was really happening and how we could address inequities. So again, we started with exemptions and what the impact of exemptions was. We're looking now at commercial valuations, trying to figure out how we can do a better job there, and then we'll look at residential valuations. So we're taking a systemic approach to fixing a broken system, and I'm grateful to the stakeholders for their collaboration and cooperation.
We've been speaking with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle about a new report that lays out recommendations for how property tax assessments can be reformed in the county. Thank you so much for joining us, President Preckwinkle.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Dan Tucker and Micah Yasin. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Get the news, politics, and culture happening in Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. We post episodes every morning and afternoon, Monday through Friday, with a bonus episode on Saturdays. Sign up at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely